It's called Oregon Saves, and some say Hawaii could too. It's a new way for small companies to help their workers save for retirement. AARP supports a bill modeled after Oregon's program, and AARP's national president, Eric Schneiderwind, joins us in the studio to talk about that bill, which is being heard this morning at the state capitol. Good morning.
Great to be here.
I'm sure you're warming up, right, because you're from Michigan.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you're here not really specifically for this bill, but what can you share about, you know, why you think this is so important?
Well, we know that a lot of people are approaching retirement and just don't have enough money. Some of the figures are just truly startling. The average family these days has about $2,500 of savings, and those approaching retirement only about $14,500. That's just not enough. I mean, the average Social Security benefit is a little bit more than $15,000 a year, and in a high-cost state like Hawaii, that won't cover very much at all.
Right.
So we know that people need to save more, and one of the most effective ways to save is workplace plans that deduct savings from payrolls automatically. And yet Hawaii has almost half of its workforce that doesn't have access to those programs. So Hawaii Saves is a legislative program, it's cleared the Senate, that would set up automatic payroll deduction plans. And that makes it literally 15 times more likely that people will save than without those plans.
Now, there is pushback from the insurance industry, and the State Department of Budget and Finance says, oh, hold on, not so fast. Let's study this first.
Well, we're certainly happy to answer the questions they have, and obviously that's what the legislative process is really good about doing, is bringing out the questions and bringing out answers. But we think that Hawaii Saves, like the program in Oregon, like the program adopted in 8 other states, like the program under study in 30 other states, minimizes the burdens of administration and, just as important, really relieves the employer of any fiduciary duty or liability for the programs.
All right, and so we'll see how this progresses this session. But we are seeing our population age, and so there are lots of issues at the forefront that we really need to address before it's too late.
Yes. The aging of the population is something that we at AARP see certainly opportunities to use the service of these people, their experience as they age. But we need to anticipate some of the issues. For instance, another thing that we are looking at now and the legislature is looking at is making it easier for people to age in their homes and be cared for in their homes. It's what they want to do. It's far less expensive. So another piece of legislation is the Kupuna health care bill, Senate Bill 2988, which provides a small amount of assistance to caregivers. And that's what they often need, is like adult daycare, so the caregiver can go to work, earn a living, come home, and then care for their loved one. And that approach, making that kind of assistance available, is far, far less expensive than the almost $137,000 a year it would cost to have people cared for in nursing homes.
And you're here for a caregivers conference this weekend.
That's correct. We have a conference at the Japanese Culture Center on Saturday. It is fully subscribed, and that's a testimony to the criticality of the issue. But I do want to tell people on the air, I just recently helped a friend with caregiving issues, and we went to aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving, and got a wealth of information about how to access care resources, questions people need to have answered. And in addition to some of the guides we could print out, they actually have information on how to talk to a real human being and get real answers. So all that is available on aarp.org/caregiving.
And you can help navigate through Medicare, Medicaid issues as well.
It has some Medicare issues and references to agencies of government and resources that would help you get that information, yes.
And some might say, well, you know, some of these things are nice to do, but we can't afford it. Do you agree with
that? Well, I think society needs to take a look. For instance, right now, The Medicaid program provides two-thirds of the nursing home coverage for people. Very expensive coverage. They exhaust their resources. But that is a huge amount of money, and we can stretch that almost three times. We can take care of three people in their own home for the cost of taking care of one in a nursing home. So AARP has answers to that, you know, question of can we afford to take care of people as they age by doing it more efficiently and in the way they want.
So we can't afford not to do some of these things now.
That's exactly right. We can't afford not to save for retirement. We can't afford not to have programs that allow them to age in place in their own homes.
And so as far as these issues, I mean, you're speaking across the country about these concerns that you folks have. Given the climate in D.C. right now, how do you see these programs going forward?
I think Congress certainly is increasingly going to be looking at costs. Certainly they always have. And our approach to this is to outline means by which people can help themselves. They can help save. They can help take care of loved ones in their own home. And we have programs that really could make medical care less expensive, which would help everyone. And let me get right to the heart of the matter. The first place to start is drugs and the cost of drugs. We need to help reduce those costs. And we can start by having Medicare given negotiating authority. So just like the Veterans Administration and some other parts of Medicaid, they can negotiate with these drug companies and try to get the cost down. The other thing that we've done is work to help close a gap in Part D drug coverage under Medicare. And it used to be, and it is this year, that if you incur more than $3,750 of drug costs, the next $1,250 is all on you before the coverage kicks in. Well, we have worked on the program, and I'm happy to say that in 2019 that gap closes. And so people will not be exposed to those costs. So that's the kind of thing that we can do and we're prepared to do on a go-forward basis.
Okay, and I know that we've been hearing a lot about the concerns over health care costs, and this will not be the last. But again, concerns for Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and we're going to have a little bit more on that tomorrow as well. But thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. That was AARP's national president, Eric Schneiderwin, talking about a way to allow small businesses to help their employees save for their golden years.